Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 9:06 on Tuesday morning.
Unbelievable.
Dinner done. I know, it's unbelievable that it's Tuesday already. Tomorrow is the big sleepaway. It's the secret show. Very exciting.
Right, we're going north, everyone.
We are. Pool party following it. And on Thursday morning, we're broadcasting live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. And that's a wide open live broadcast. If you live in the area or you want to make a pilgrimage up there, or if you can just stop by for a second for a coffee, no problem. They have a big breakfast spread. Fairmont really knows how to do it, and there's a big tent set up out front, and that's where we're broadcasting from. So please, on Thursday morning, feel free to swing by. The secret show's exclusive. You have to
by
have a ticket for that.
It, we mean party.
Yes.
The Fairmont really knows how, when do it, they know how to throw a party.
They really,
the pool
really
party,
do.
They do it just right. The food in the restaurant is excellent.
Delicious. Can't wait to chow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really looking forward to it, Fairmont. We're coming. I hope you have enough food for us.
I'm leaving from here tomorrow. Like, from here.
Yeah. It's on my, it's actually, my house is on my way, so I'm going to stop there for a while and pack.
Chill.
Yeah. It's nice. It makes it so I don't have to pack tonight and stuff. Just throw a few things in a bag. Small things. It's going to be hot up there. I might actually get to wear my shorts. My legs are so beat up from vacation. It's, I can't wait to show them to you.
Great.
You'll get to
looking
see
forward
them.
To that.
Yes, they look
you
fantastic.
You can barely see it. It's like light green.
Light green and yellow. No problem. Anyway, that's all happening tomorrow.
The same number that you would be calling right now to get a win is also where we get texts. We get them all morning, and I have piles of stuff that you guys have said. Here's where we get caught up. 415 says, Corey is 46. Younger than you, Vinny. Yeah, but I'm not saying I'm busting into any clubs.
Yeah.
Ever.
No, we've stopped tearing up clubs
there
many years
no
ago.
There are clubs.
Yep.
I don't even go to parties, really.
No. Actually seems desperate to be tearing up clubs at age 46. Of course, he was probably only 43 when he wrote this song.
Right.
So,
but,
you know, back in the good old days.
The point not being that I'm or he's our age, it's that he's
busting into the club. Go crazy. Go crazy. Tear
he's
the
that
club
guy
up.
At the club. The one that stands out like a sore thumb, and everyone's like, who invited their dad?
Yeah.
Tell him to get out of here. It's ruining the fun.
He's killing my buzz, man.
510 says, listening to your podcast while I cook dinners makes me happier.
Aww.
Love you guys. It's good to have you back.
It's nice to be back, and thank you for listening to our podcast. This whole show gets podcast every day.
707 says, does listening to your podcast count as listening to music on my Google Home?
Sure.
I do that while I cook and clean my house.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome.
It does count. We do a lot of singing on this show.
Hey, Vin, did you hear about the California IG, I guess that's Instagram, model that was attacked by a shark in Bermuda?
No.
I read a story, and I don't know if this is the same one, where a lady was feeding sharks by hand, and it wasn't a great white. I don't remember which type of shark, but it accidentally grabbed her hand. She even said after the fact when she was rescued, she was like, that was my fault. I shouldn't have been doing that. Oh. It's not the shark's fault. I'm not even mad at the shark. But
does she still have any part of her hand?
Her finger got mangled. Apparently this shark, while it doesn't eat, isn't known to be a man eater, they do have sharp teeth, as you'd expect, and it did trash her finger. Oh, this is, oh, there it is.
Oh boy. Oh Jesus. And she goes in.
She
oh,
got
you,
pulled in.
You got,
oh, yeah.
You gotta
but
think
see,
to yourself.
She's holding food out for the shark right there.
Right.
So again, that's not a great
ooh,
white as
sucks.
We know them, but
yeah. Still, a shark is a shark is a shark.
But
mouth
these,
full of teeth.
These social media influencers, as they're called. Is that what it is?
Yeah, she's influencing me to stay away from sharks.
Right. They're out there doing stuff, so they have something to show you, but there's another side to that. We never looked again. Do you remember the guy who was known for jumping off random high places into swimming pools?
Yes.
And then he tried this jump. I want to say it was somewhere in Orange County. And like Laguna, I think he was at. And he made this jump. Sorry, he didn't make the jump.
Oh, no.
He jumped off this roof and didn't make it. And his feet hit the cement. Oh. And he just shattered both his feet. He crawled out of the water. And this, he's doing these jumps for his YouTube page in the middle of the night. Just destroyed. The next shot is of him with
pins, all,
pins
through his...
all through his feet, and he's in the hospital. And he's like starting what was that called? A GoFundMe page.
Oh,
to
I thought
pay
you were
for his...
physical therapy.
Oh no, that's I'm sure he's still in that. But we never went and looked back to see if he started his career of jumping into random pools again. I'm guessing no.
I would. Think you wouldn't
probably can't get up to
some
speed anymore.
Some people are idiots, though. You know.
Yeah, but you can't. It depends on speed. What he was doing.
Yeah. And he clearly didn't even have enough of it to begin with.
Right.
You remember that one thing where the two girls are going to jump off the thing together? They're standing on a roof. They're going to jump off it together into a pool, and the one girl balks, but then she gets sort of dragged off, and then she just lands full on both her feet. You just watch both her feet break.
Right.
Don't do it, kids. Don't be a jackass. Leave that to the actual jackasses.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I live alone for the first time in my life. My condo has amazing acoustics, so it is a jam session with me and my iTunes every night, says 408.
Living alone for
good
the first
for you.
Time. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever lived alone.
408.
I've always either had a roommate or been at home.
When you moved in with John, did you move in there from your home where your parents were?
I had moved home before
right.
that. Yep.
And then you two connected and you just stayed at home until you moved to Orlando?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We moved in together in Orlando.
Wow.
I know. Yeah. And then I lived in a few places, but I always had a roommate.
408 says, no wonder why Sarah's kids are so smart.
My big old butt. Big
you got a
booty,
big old
Sarah.
Booty, Sarah. They actually wrote that quote here.
Yeah. Got a big old booty. It's not that big. You know, the thing is, it's wide. Oh, you missed the crucial part where he actually insults me.
He's not in.
And then he sees my face just fall and he goes, Sarah. No,
but it's good.
It's okay. No, it's a good
That's
thing.
That's a good thing.
I love him. Is he coming back soon? He's gone. I think
he's
she already
for,
went to.
She already went?
She went to. She's up. She's got to go up to Sonoma. She has a bunch of meetings.
Yeah, but now?
Yeah.
We're still here.
But she had to go.
I craved Costco hot dogs while I was pregnant with one of my sons. I'm a super healthy eater, but I had to have that darn hot dog several times a week. No idea why.
Must have some vitamin you need. Although I can't really imagine that.
Good one.
Thanks.
The acai bowl is good also. It has blueberries, strawberries, and granola in it. This is the Costco food court.
Yeah. So the Update. Acai bowl is already there?
Yeah, apparently.
You're saying? Yeah. You like those bowls.
I love them. Yeah. But we get them from Samba Rock in, well, it doesn't matter where. But that's where we go.
Right. Ding, ding. Shame.
Vinny.
Oh, go ahead.
Go, no, what?
Well, John's been making me these plain yogurt things, just like yogurt with a bunch of fruit and granola on it. They're so awesome. They're like just
good
addictive.
Snack.
Well, it's like for breakfast or something.
Oh,
I just do a
right.
couple scoops of the,
cool.
of the yogurt. But it's plain yogurt, which I don't even really like yogurt. But this
Yogurt's
particular,
disgusting.
It is disgusting. But this one brand, it's almost like the consistency of like really heavy whipped cream. It's so good.
Well, it's Greek yogurt.
Mm.
Yeah, and it stinks. It's gross, but it fills your stomach up.
And it's
I eat it
for you,
every day.
Probiotic.
And I don't like it, but it totally fills me up.
Yeah, it smells terrible, though. You're right.
I got you, Vinny. I got into it on another baby blog because they were trying to start a petition for airlines to stock EpiPens on board. Mind you, this is a prescription-controlled item which expires every 6 months or so and isn't cheap. Those moms are crazy.
Yeah, if your kid's allergic to something, it's up to you to make sure that they don't come into contact with it. It's the lady who gave her four-year-old a half of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in a shopping cart so that she could get through her day. And I guess the world went wild on her saying, how dare you put your kid the peanut butter and the peanut butter allergies? And they just dumped on her. You know, think about the things that we put into grocery baskets. Like someone texted in, we put our dogs in there, for God's sake. Sometimes, you know, people's just bogus hands. Like, if you're worried about your kid, wipe the thing down or wear them in a backpack or something. I don't know. Just, if you're really that worried about it, wipe the thing down. It's a gross public. It's not like they wash those carts. I mean, I suppose if they get really bad, maybe they have a place to hose them off. But I don't think they're out there washing grocery carts.
I work
carts.
Grocery, and I shag carts all the time.
Was there a wash station?
No, there was not.
And things break in there, eggs break. I mean, they're disgusting. If you're putting your kid in there, you're already taking a chance. Or you're just exposing your kid to normal germs. I actually feel like kids need to eat a little dirt in their life to...
That's one of the things someone wrote. I don't know if I'll find it in any kind of a useful manner, but they were saying somewhere, maybe it's Israel, they feed young kids crushed peanuts or peanut butter on purpose to help them develop
immunities.
So they're not allergic to peanut butter or peanuts. I pay $2,700 a month to my student loan, says 650. I have a great job, but I live paycheck to paycheck.
$2,700
And I make over $150,000 a year.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, after taxes gets a hold of you, and then you start paying what it costs to live here. And then you got...
And $2,700 on top of that for your student loans? Yikes. You need to go on that show. They pay off your massive student loans.
High school and college should be educating kids on the ways to balance a household budget, keep a job you don't like, but pay the bills. After going to a private university and then getting my MBA, I have over $50,000 in debt. No, I didn't spend it on spring break.
Well, some people do. You live in the moment. They go to Cabo.
Right. 925 says, it's not that they just can't find work after college. A lot of jobs, say like teaching high school, require a master's degree and only pay $35,000 a year. Mm. Yeah, but you know that, right? You didn't get through all that and then see what a teacher makes and go,
oh, no.
I'm shocked. Yeah. I thought teachers were rich.
Teachers should be rich considering their responsibilities.
No doubt. Yeah. But I have a
imbalance.
Friend. I have a friend. He was retelling the story to me about his friend that's a teacher. And his friend's always bitching about money. And he unloaded on him like, dude, you have all nights off every night plus 3 months off in the summer. I don't want to hear any more out of you. And the guy was like, You know, they are sort of raising our kids, but they also have pretty good hours.
Yeah. A friend of mine is a teacher. Mm-hmm. He works over in the East Bay. And he's been a teacher for years and years and years and years. Like, he's, you know, dedicated his life to teaching the kids. And I want to say he makes, like, I don't know, $75,000-$80,000 a year. Like, good, solid, good money.
Anywhere else, he'd be rich.
Yeah, anywhere else, he'd be absolutely fine. Here, he's, you know, they're poor.
Right.
So his niece just graduated from college and got a gig at Google. And she makes, like, twice what he makes. And he's so bitter.
Oh, he's bitter about it?
Oh, he's so bummed out. He's like, I've been doing this job for 25 years, and I'm, you know, it's, and I'm just like, well, you know, she's working at Google. I don't think she makes twice. I think she makes like $120 or something. But she's a totally young girl who's
good place
fresh
to start.
Out of college. Absolutely. Oh my God. I was like, she is? Oh my God. I'd be mad too.
Man, when you hear that, just thinking what I went across the country for to go to work in Philly. I know. And I was like, I'll do it.
We both drove around in these jock mobiles, these like S-Box cars. And oh, the good old days.
I'll do it.
We were kids.
Speaking of swimsuits, 925 says, we need an update on the Yuzis Reviewsies for this year's swimwear.
Oh.
Have you been doing the Reviewsies?
I have not been doing the Reviewsies.
I looked forward to that show every week.
The camera guy moved away.
Yeah, the camera guy moved away. I think I'm fond doing it for a second. I was doing it in part because I was getting stuff that I was using, you know?
Yeah.
And I just haven't, like...
So you've reviewed everything in your house now. You've run out of things to review.
The funny thing is I have a particular corner in the house that's kind of hidden away so John can't see it. But there's stuff there that I use once and now it's just sitting there. I thought about selling it on Mercari.
Mm. Oh, you should.
Yeah, I should. But
clear that corner up.
I'm actually
going to
be
happy.
Doing some videos. I know. He says he just has to look the other way.
You're going to do what?
I'm going to do some videos doing some Tahoe Blue vodka recipes.
Oh.
Yeah. Tahoe Blue vodka is a new sponsor coming up.
Can you like vodka tomato sauce or something? And
can you make, actual drinks.
No. Oh, drinks.
No, make
oh.
me. Can you make me a mojito with vodka?
I could try. Sure,
you're the best.
Yeah, you can have a vodka mojito, can't you?
Yeah, I don't know. Never made a mojito.
510 says, seriously, Sarah, why must we hear what Kim uses to clean herself?
Because
we requested
that's
it.
I gave you two choices, and Yuzi immediately took the other choice, and you guys both went, wait, what? Pineapple?
And we all got into a big fight about the Miss America. That wasn't good.
It was a fight? Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I thought it's she was drinking it.
I think she is. I'm not sure. But yeah. She didn't say specifically what she was doing with it. And so I'm just assuming that she sits on a fountain of it. I don't know. I just like to think about that.
The cleanse.
Yeah. Like the steaming.
Steam. Yeah,
right.
The steam.
Pineapple
the
steaming.
Chinese. Someone suggested that she probably invested in Dole.
Oh, hilarious. Was there a hashtag ad on that Instagram?
I don't know.
Aren't
about
you supposed
that.
To put that in there if it's an
if
ad?
If it's an ad?
I think she was just trying to be provocative.
Right.
I thought she was done doing selfies. Didn't she say that?
That's all she
is. That's all she does,
though. Well, I know that, but she said, I think over the last couple of weeks, she said, I'm tired of selfies. I'm not doing them anymore.
Except that I'm so not tired of my face that I'm just going to keep doing them. Embrace it. It's amazing.
I hired someone to snap photos now.
Right.
Do you still have your Lumi?
I do.
That's the light up thing, the light up case.
That Kim uses for her selfies.
Maybe the batteries wore out.
No, she lost her adapter for it.
Yeah.
Oh,
supposed to plug it in. It's somewhere, Hooman. But I do still have it.
805 says, in Italy, they believe that if a black cat crosses the path in front of you, it is very unlucky to be the first person to pass past the invisible line the cat drew when crossing. Mm. I used to live there and would legit see people parked on the side of the road waiting for another car to pass in front first because of this, and new friends that have turned around and taken another road in order to not be the first to cross the black cat's path.
So that's the rule.
I guess.
The curse is broken as soon as anyone else crosses. How about like a bird or a squirrel?
Oh.
A squirrel.
Let's call Italy and ask them.
It sounded good to me.
I got to get the word going.
We take a squirrel, we take a bird.
And then we can proceed on our path.
650 says, are you serious? That coach is a hero. He kept those kids alive. Do you really think that it was the coach saying, whoa, a cave, let's go down there? The fact that he kept them together and alive. Maybe, I don't know.
But we're just saying as parents, they're going to be pissed at the adult who was with them. That's all. Look, they're all safe. That, to me, that's the bottom line. They all made it out of that cave. This is great news.
Would you be mad at the coach if that was your kids?
I would.
Would you sue?
No, I'm not a litigious person.
Somebody would. One of those Marin moms would.
Probably. They do get all up in arms about everything.
925 says,
it's time to care.
Hooman, your stories are awesome. They always put a smile on my face in the morning.
I'm debating in my mind whether or not to send that girl the story of me outing her. But
about this was the woman who slept with someone, decided to stay for one more round, mm-hmm. even though she had to get to work. And so on her way to work, she stopped at Macy's, bought a new outfit, and got her face done at the makeup counter and went to work.
510 says, they do that whole story in How to Be Single. The makeup counter and everything.
Oh.
What's How to Be Single?
Yeah, what is
that? Is that a TV
show? It's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie?
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's look that up.
Well, Hooman, I mean, it sounds like
I see a lot of
your girlfriend might have made up
one.
A story.
Oh.
How to Be Single.
Might have copied it.
Who's in that?
Pulling a Sarah.
Dakota Johnson.
Dakota Johnson.
Telling someone else's story as if it's your own.
I thought that was my story. That didn't happen to me. Well, it worked in the moment.
Walk a proud. Right, Sarah?
Yes, Hooman.
Or Stride of Pride.
No, I don't like either of them. It's too much. Oh, boo-hoo! It was 104 in Livermore yesterday.
Oh, boo-hoo for you. I know, we're whining about our 90 degrees.
Whatever. We thought you'd left, so you're leaving in a minute.
I am. I was meeting with Rebecca, trying to nail things down for the broadcast.
Is Rebecca going?
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, Michelle is going. Michelle's probably heading there right now.
Rebecca and Michelle, this better be a good event.
Yeah! Not joking. Serious.
Cereal.
Anyway.
All the pressure's on you, ladies.
Go to Sonoma, everyone.
I'm pressing down on me. Pressing down on you. No man is what. Okay. Oh, all right. We're singing.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.